The bilateral permanent working commission between the Holy See and the State of Israel held a plenary meeting at the Vatican yesterday. The purpose of the meeting was to advance the negotiations pursuant to Article 10, Section 2 of the Fundamental Agreement between the Holy See and the State of Israel. The 1993 Fundamental Agreement commits both parties to negotiating in good faith a comprehensive agreement on unclear, unsettled, and disputed issues concerning property, economic, and fiscal matters related to the Catholic Church generally or to specific Catholic communities or institutions. Franciscan Father David Maria Jaeger is legal advisor to the Holy See's delegation.
The outcome of these negotiations is to be to gain security for the Church's presence in the Holy Land. I'm speaking about legal security. Physical security is simply a brute fact. It is not yet real security. In our case, security means legal security, means knowing what are your rights and what are your obligations. The negotiations overall on this subject have been going on for more than 8 years. They are very much like building a house. What the negotiators do here is build a treaty, and each time they meet, they aim to add a few bricks to the house that is being built.
A communique made public by the Working Commission late yesterday said the latest talks took place in an atmosphere of great cordiality, mutual understanding and goodwill, and produced important progress and hope for yet further advances in the coming months. The next meeting of the plenary will take place in the first half of December this year in Israel, and in the meantime, the Commission will continue upon its task at the working level.